Hey, good morning, guys. Today is Friday, March 6th, and this is the Mobile Trader Podcast. I'm Jetty, your mobile trader. Okay, guys, man, look at this. The futures are down. The Dow is down probably close to 600 right now in the pre-market. S&P is was down probably 70 handles, and let's see what we have. Yeah, we're at 6750, and the NASDAQ is down over 200. So, guys, this will be back-to-back days over big-time sell-offs. But I'm all in short in a few areas, well, actually in puts. And here are some sectors to kind of keep an eye on for Friday the 6th of March. Looking at the airlines. We're looking at the rideshare programs, the companies Lyft and Uber as well. We're going to look at the viral cleansing, and we'll kind of keep an eye on Starbucks as well. Let's go first with the airlines. I'll talk about a couple of trades. I'm currently in American Airlines and JetBlue, ticker symbols AAL and JBLU, and I'm in March 20 puts in both. So, guys, take a look at the airline sector, but keep an eye on United, ticker symbol UAL. There's some unreleased, stories regarding possibly of a unpaid leave, a forced unpaid leave to employees. They've already cut capacity over 10%. So the entire sector is pulling back, and we're going to see some, it's going to feel a lot of pain. I think $113 billion in projected loss sales, I believe. The IATA kind of released that information, released those numbers. So keep an eye on that. If you want to track the sector, you can utilize the ETF JETS, J-E-T-S. That's a very good, just an ETF to kind of track the overall sector. I'm looking at actually UAL to make a move, but the options were a little pricey. So JetBlue is a cheaper version of that, and American also. Okay, let's go to Starbucks. Closed at 76.19 on Thursday, and it's down in the pre-market. But a buddy of mine, it didn't click yesterday, but he told a story about how Starbucks wouldn't allow him to use his kind of denied his personal cup, and as a result of the coronavirus. So that's kind of trickling around, and I believe in China the reports are that a 50% dip in Chinese Q2 store sales have kind of come across the table, so it's pulling back. Now, people aren't going into those stores in different areas of the world, and I guess the global pandemic is affecting consumer discretion, and not discretionary, but consumer, just no one's leaving the house right now to go out and get a Starbucks in certain areas, so keep an eye on that. The option chain needs to update, but the charts are extremely bearish, so Starbucks is SBUX. Okay, next, we're going to take a look at Lyft and Uber. Both of these rideshare companies are seeing a lot of drawbacks, but Lyft was recently, upgraded. A couple of analysts initiated coverage of Lyft, but Uber is looking at the coronavirus situation as a negative and impossible, just a hurdle to overcome right now. But Lyft is seeing the rideshare situation as a great alternative to public transportation. That's kind of a debatable situation. But if you look at the charts, long-term charts are bearish right now over the recent several weeks and also the hourly. So from that standpoint, I'm looking at Lyft and Uber for put plays, for puts on the option side. So keep an eye on that. Now to the upside, possibly. Now that we're looking at a down market, so you kind of have to tread lightly. But the two companies I'm looking at, first one is Clorox, CLX. CLX, strong daily chart, strong hourly chart, recent analyst upgrades, and it's one heck of a cleanser, and it kills the virus. So keep an eye on Clorox. I think that's a good play. And actually, Clorox falls into the long-term situation as well. Like most of the coronavirus plays have been low floaters that have seen an influx of just like big volume, but they're not a long-term hold. Clorox is a long-term hold in most cases, but you know, invest at your own discretion, do your own due diligence as well. And we'll look at the ticker symbol EPC, Edgewell, the makers of Wet Ones. My wife made that call about close to a week ago. Last Sunday we were at Walmart, so, and it's gone up quite a bit. It's I think the ATR average true range is around $1.20 or so. Not a big mover, but a lot of volume coming into it, and the charts look really good, solid charts, and recent analyst upgrades, and I guess they initiated coverage on EPC. So it's a product in high demand, and there's the supply is running out. If you go to the store, it's hard to find Wet Ones, or hard to find Purell. So keep an eye on that, guys. Watch the markets. You're looking at the energy sector getting hit hard. Look at the travel sector, basically where you're going, the air travel, rail travel, and also we'll look at the cruise industry, Carnival, Norwegian, Royal Caribbean. So we have Carnival at CCL as the ticker. Royal Caribbean is RCL, and Norwegian Cruise Line is you can look it up because I can't remember what that one is, but they're showing a lot of weakness. They're actually heavily oversold, so if you get into those today, expect a light early pop, or even it might be a daily pop, but there's more downside, and the overall market will pull everything with it. So guys, take your time, look through your charts, your list. Don't go crazy if you're a long-term investor. You don't have to panic sell if you have just adjust your time horizon and study what a market cycle is. If you're looking to be a trader, plan it out, make your a defined entry and exit, and kind of plan out the time you want to remain in that trade. So guys, let's have a good one. Take care, and thanks for listening to The Mobile Trader.